Ashat Audio presents The Midnight Palace, written by Carlos Ruiz Zafón, translated by Lucia Graves, read by Jonathan Davis.
From Mari Carmen. I'll never forget the night it snowed over Calcutta. The calendar at St. Patrick's Orphanage was inching toward the final days of May 1932, leaving behind one of the hottest months ever recorded in the City of Palaces. With each passing day, we felt sadder and more fearful of the approaching summer, when we would all turn 16, for this would mean our separation and the end of the Chow Bar Society, the secret club of 7 members that had been our refuge during our years at the orphanage. We had grown up there with no other family than ourselves, with no other memories than the stories we told in the small hours around an open fire in the courtyard of an abandoned mansion, a large rambling ruin that stood on the corner of Cotton Street and Brayburn Road, and which we'd christened the Midnight Palace. At the time, I didn't know I would never again see the streets of my childhood, the city whose spell has haunted me to this day. I have never returned to Calcutta, but I have always been true to the promise we all made to ourselves on the banks of the Hooghly River. The promise never to forget what we had witnessed. Time has taught me to treasure the memory of those days and to preserve the letters I received from the accursed city, for they keep the flame of my memories alive. It was through those letters that I found out our palace had been demolished and an office building erected over its ashes, and that Mr. Thomas Carter, the head of St. Patrick's, had passed away after spending...